This is Poetry on a Path with Sabreen Sudan John.
This is not a poem. This is an apology in verse to my mother for being one of the reasons she feels tenderness is weakness, because being strong too long would do that to mama. Turn beauty to brick because they gotta be. Gotta clothe their cry for meekness and defense mechanisms to feel safe. But mama, do you feel safe? Who looking out for you while you so concerned about me, about we? I'm sorry to my father for fearing you into not fighting hard enough for me. You know I used to want to be close to you, but by the time I had chosen to, you were gone. I apologize to the wife of my old love. I promise I didn't know, and maybe it was best I didn't, or else I wouldn't be here to utter these words. So I'm sorry. No ring to mark the covenant, just late nights, empty embraces, and trembles in the clinic waiting room. Whole time I'm trying to find a way to vindicate him, nothing to indicate him STD positive. Ain't that a bitch? I apologize, Tom. How I've wasted so much of you, claimed I had more of you. I apologize for keeping you waiting. We all know you are impatient and wait for no one. This is definitely not a poem. This is an apology for all the words I should have said but didn't, for all the words I've said but shouldn't have, for not whooping that one woman's ass in traffic who was rude and thought she could talk to me anyway because she's a New Yorker, but I ain't from here, and it can go from sunshine and hey y'all to lemon juice and razor blades real quick, so I had to hop out the car, but that's besides the point. I apologize to my two younger brothers. I wish we had a closer bond than we do. I wish I could rewind the hands of time and grow up in the same household as you. I wish we ate dinner together or traveled together or got in trouble together. To my friends, my fear of being vulnerable kept me from being too open in times I wanted to be in. The list goes on. There's so many things I could apologize for, but I'm most apologetic to me for feeling that any experience called for me to be sorry in the first place.